Clear your schedule for movies in January 2026. At first glance, the titles scheduled for release this first month of 2026 appear to be better than those at the same time in years past. January and February are traditionally treated as clearing house months for their B-grade material, or stuff that was determined not worthy of peak summer or late fall release. Here's the reason I'm optimistic about this January. Only two titles listed here are from a major studio. Everything else is from an upstart or independent looking to make a mark or, in Netflix's case, isn't concerned with box office returns. Please note, all release dates are subject to change. January 2nd. The Dutchman. Based on the 1964 play and 1967 movie of the same name, this thriller from André Gaine stars André Holland and Kate Mara as two strangers who meet on a subway train. The first two incarnations leaned heavily into politics and race relations, subjects that have never been more relevant than today. January 9th. People We Meet on Vacation. Sounding like a cross between Same Time, Next Year, and Palm Springs, this romantic comedy stars relative unknowns Emily Bader and Tom Blythe. Two platonic friends meet annually for vacation until they figure out the platonic thing is no longer working. Greenland 2, Migration. This sequel to the not-terrible 2020 original stars returning leads Gerard Butler and Maureen Baccarin, a husband and wife trying to survive in the wake of a comet that struck Earth 5 years earlier. January 16th. The Rip. The 16th movie in which they've acted, directed, wrote, or produced together, The Rip, is the first action flick starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. The pair star as Miami detectives who uncover a mysterious stash of cash worth millions. Suggesting Serpico, by way of American Gangster, they come under scrutiny of their bosses and co-workers. Dead Man's Wire. In this fact-based dramatic thriller, Bill Skarsgård stars as Tony Caritsis, a financially strapped Indiana man who, in 1997, kidnapped his corrupt mortgage broker Richard Hall. The photo capturing the actual event won the Pulitzer Prize. January 23rd. Mercy. This one looks great, Minority Report, Squared. Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson star in this sci-fi thriller about a detective being accused of killing his wife. He has 90 minutes to prove his innocence to an AI judge. If not, he will be executed. The movie is directed by Timur Bekmambetov, the Russian filmmaker of the Night Watch franchise and the superb Wanted film starring Angelina Jolie. H is for Hawk. Shown to Academy Award voters and press for 2025 Top 10 considerations, this adaptation of the titular memoir by Helen MacDonald is a sneakily effective tour de force. After the death of her father, photographer Alastair, Professor Helen bonds with an aggressive goshawk to the detriment of her career and perhaps her mental health. January 28th. The Wrecking Crew. This mismatched buddy action comedy stars Dave Bautista and Jason Momoa as Hawaiian-born half-brothers. Momoa is a loose cannon policeman and Bautista plays a highly disciplined former Navy SEAL. They team up to ferret out their father's murderer. January 30th. Melania. Coming out on top in a bidding war that included Disney and Paramount, Amazon paid $40 million for distribution rights to this latest documentary from director Brett Ratner. Certain to fuel heated water cooler discussion, it follows once and future First Lady Melania Trump during the 20 days leading up to her husband's second inauguration. The Moment. Owing a great deal to the Spinal Tap flicks, this musical mockumentary is produced, conceived, and stars singer Charlie XCX as a fictionalized version of herself. As she prepares for her first tour as a headliner, Charlie must overcome one comically unforeseen obstacle after another. Send Help. Rachel McAdams steps far outside her usual comfort zone by starring opposite Dylan O'Brien in this survival action thriller directed by Sam Raimi. After a private plane carrying them crashes into the ocean, a put-upon office drone turns the tables on her bullying boss. Shelter. Looking a lot like every other Jason Statham action movie, Shelter finds Statham Breaking Bad as an assassin waging battle against his former employer while protecting an informant. World Breaker. This sci-fi action flick deserves points for originality and audacity. Presented out of sequence, it has a father telling his daughter about the bravery of her mother, who fought a war against beings that resembled arachnids. What to watch for? In this annual low expectation month, I'm most looking forward to Mercy, as it appears to call into question the ethics and reliability of AI as it relates to law enforcement and criminal prosecution. I've already seen H is for Hawk, a touching, yet risk-taking fact-based drama about a woman coming to terms with her father's death by bonding with a bird of prey. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.